Hey, what's carbonara? Type in carbonara. It's got bacon fat, egg yellows, egg yolk. Yeah, I'm doing a carbonara. Oh my god, my mouth's watering and my dick's hard.
100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay. We can't talk about that on the air. We're doing the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were on the air.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you too. I'm sorry.
Can I tell you what I said to my wife the other day, Tom?
What'd you say?
I said to Leanne.
Yeah.
We have 4 extra seats on the plane that Tom chartered me for my birthday, and I would love for you to fly to Minneapolis with me. I would love to. I'm gonna put her on mute. I said I would love for her and her. She just hung up on me.
Maybe we should call her back.
Maybe, I guess she was. Yeah. I think she might actually be mad. Yeah. I said to her and Sandy. I said, why don't you guys fly out to Minneapolis? I'll fly you back. Coach, obviously, commercial. And I was like, we'll have dinner in Minneapolis. You can watch my set. It'll be nice. Just take the day off. Yeah. She wrote back, I really wish I could. I have a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, you should check out her podcast. It's more important than her husband. WifeOTP.com. And then Sandy's like, yeah, I wish I could. I have a dentist appointment. I was like, wow. Wow.
A dentist appointment.
Your call has been forwarded to
wow, you got it.
Oh, I think she's really pissed.
So happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I got you a pretty good gift.
We've taken things to the next level.
Yeah.
It's gotten a little, like, I went in, someone's like, can you tell me what Tom got you for your birthday? And I go, I'm not sure I'm allowed to talk about it. It's gotten to a place where it's a tad bit. I mean, I wanted to do a video and be like, thank you, Tom. But I was like, people are going to see this and go, what the fuck has happened to you two?
Yeah. It's a little out of control.
A lot out of control.
Like, I didn't even tell my wife that I was doing it, by the way. Somebody the other day was just at the house and I was like, yeah, for Bert's birthday. And she goes, oh, what'd you get him? And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I never mentioned it. And
I really can appreciate it because
I'll say this. We're both touring heavily right now.
Yes.
Right? We're on the road all the time. My fall tour that started in August just ended yesterday. So I have 6 weeks off before it goes real crazy.
You have 6 weeks off?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so fucking jealous.
It starts New Year's and then it's like January through May with like very little time off. So on most of those weeks, I have like a couple of days off. Point being, you have a similar schedule and you've been coming here to do this podcast because it's very important to the two of us.
Yeah.
We want to keep doing it and everything's set up here in Austin now. So my thought was, what can I do for you in this super hectic schedule that's like a big splurge? First time I got you an e-bike.
Yeah, and, by the way, this started, all of this was that e-bike.
Yeah, the e-bike started it, and then you got me a jet ski. I almost drowned. Did I tell you that?
No. Wait, how'd you almost drown?
I didn't tell you what happened?
No.
Fuck. Dude, let me see if I can send this to Native while we're talking.
What happened?
Bro, this was insanity. It was really just that it was fucking scary, man.
You know, Isla almost killed me on a jet ski.
So We got two jet skis.
Yeah.
The one you got me, and then when I got here, it was like, oh, you need a second one.
Yeah.
So I got a second one that has even a little more juice, right?
Jesus. And by the way, for the record, the one I got you, I think, goes like 67 miles per hour.
Yeah, and so the one that I got goes 75, right?
Oh, my God. By the way, that is so fast.
It is so fast. So we were out on the jet skis, and she was on the one that you got me. I had it, whatever. I'm on the faster one.
Yeah.
And first we're just kind of like in the main part of the lake, and then we hit this bend where it's like, it gets like real smooth, like glass. So I was just like full throttle going like 73, 74. And then all of a sudden the power just started to go down. It was going like 65, 60, 58, 40. So I was like, all right. And I yell over to her. I was like, we got to go back. And I start going, and it's going to like 20, and then it just it won't turn on. So I was like, oh, something's happening. Like, I don't know. So I have a mechanic already. So I call him and I tell him. He's like, oh, check this. And I'm like, all right. And then I have a full day. So I go, oh, I'm going to have to start calling people, because I know this is going to be an ordeal now.
Yeah.
So I start calling a guy that I have an appointment with in like an hour. And as I'm talking to him, I feel water on my ankles. And I'm like, that's weird. Because sometimes those little foot bays
have a little bit of water.
But it's like up to my ankle. And then I feel the jet ski tip. And I'm like, there's no way this is tipping. Because they don't just tip.
Yeah.
And I fall in the water. And I hold the phone up. My instinct is just to save the phone.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll call you back. And then I look at a turn and I see that the jet ski is sinking. So it's actually going under. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So she had gone to these fishermen.
Oh my God. You're out there by yourself.
Yeah. She'd gone to get the fishermen, because at first we thought it was dead. We were going to try to tow it. We didn't have a rope. So she goes to get a rope. Then I'm just like waving to her, and I have to get on the back of her jet ski, get the rope. We end up towing it to the shoreline, tie it up to like a tree, then go get it was a whole ordeal, right? Yeah. But by the way, the moment where you go, it's sinking, like the split second, you're like, I'm dying right now. Like, I was in a full panic for like a split second. I was like, I'm going to have a life vest on. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. Like, that's what I thought was happening. Because any sinking vessel, yes, doesn't matter. It's terrifying.
Oh,
it's,
yeah,
fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of the lake. And then I was just like, someone's going to come flying by right now and just take my head off on this thing. And Christina goes, you know, you have like amazingly good luck and amazingly bad luck. Like,
yeah.
She's like, amazing things happen to you, and then the worst things happen to,
yeah,
you. And the best is that I tell the mechanic, I was like, dude, you're not going to believe it. This thing just started sinking, like sinking in the middle of the lake. He goes, oh, yeah, it happens all the time. I was like, what?
What?
He goes, these things sink all the time. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, I didn't send it. No. Yeah, I was just like,
dude, I got on a jet ski. I have a couple things that I'm pretty firm with. Number one, Leanne doesn't get presents anymore. Like, I have to teach her a lesson.
Oh, yeah. That was the best from the tracksuit.
That was the tracksuit. She doesn't get presents anymore. She gets stuff, but I'm not going to pick it out. Like, you can get it. I'll pay for it, but I'm not picking it out. Yeah. I'll send someone over that has bunches of options. I won't be there. You can pick it out. That's the punishment you get. And Isla gets
For life.
And so Isla gets a very firm punishment. I will never ride a jet ski with her again. And she wants me to. Like, she really won, because she can't ride one by herself, and I will not. And I told her, no.
How come?
So when she was, I'm going to guess, 10 years old, maybe older, maybe 11, 10 probably, she said we would let the girls drive the jet skis and we'd hold on to the back. And we'd kind of, you know, monitor them. And Georgia's always been safe as shit. And so it was fun going with Georgia. Georgia was just like, in the middle of the lake, go fucking slow as shit. She wanted to prove. And she got a little more confident. Isla, right out the gate, was a fucking lunatic. So Leanne's a lunatic too. Leanne loves that shit. She loves
That time I took her for a ride in that McLaren.
Yes.
I saw a side of her personality I had never seen in the 15 years that I've known her. I was like, who is this? She was like, woo, doggy, let this thing rip. And I was like,
oh.
And she was kicking the dashboard. I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's getting in my panties. Keep it punching. So So I mean, I knew Isla had an Isla has an issue with speed. Like we, I remember we were in fucking camping one time, and we rented these like ATVs. There's but it's like a car, but it's like yeah. it's like everyone four seats, everyone can ride around in it.
Yeah,
and Isla was too. We let Georgia drive because she was getting old. And Isla's like, now I need to drive. We're like, well, you're really young. She was like, please. And so we're like, okay. Isla, helmet on, held onto the wheel and then slid down the wheel yeah. so she could push it all the way to the ground, and she couldn't see anymore. She was compromising her vision of the road for the speed. She was trading out so that she could floor it. That's the feeling she liked. She didn't care where it went.
Yeah.
And so she gets me on this jet ski, and I
who's in front? She's in front.
She's
of you?
In front.
Uh-huh.
And she goes. We go out of the little jetty where you know Leanne's lake house is, and we pull out, and it is flat where you can like flat where you can really open it up, and she goes. The first thing she says is, "Hold on, big boy," and I go, "Hold on, Isla," and she takes off, and I literally almost fall off. And I go, baby, you're going too fast. And she goes, oh, shut up, dad. You're going to be fine. Don't be such a wimp, dad. Don't be such a wimp. And then she says, all right, hold on tight. I'm going to try something. And she cuts it to like, she calls it digging a hole where you like dig. But we're going too fast. And so all that happens is I go fucking flying off the thing. And now it's just her on it. So there's no weight on it. And it just starts skimming across the water. I hit the water. My head hits the water. I'm upside down,
yeah.
And the jet ski slams into the side of my hip.
Ah!
I pop up, wind knocked out of me. I'm like, Ida thinks I'm fucking around, and starts going, and I go, no, I'm hurt. And she goes, oh, I'm hurt. And I go, no, Isla, I'm fucking hurt. And she goes, Dad, come on, you can't get hurt from the water. And I go, Isla, the jet ski hit me. And she goes, no, it didn't. I go, bullshit, Isla. And then I got really fucking pissed. And so I'm like, hey. Fucking get off. I made her get off the jet ski. I then got on the jet ski. I then put her back on the jet ski and I drove it in. I pull in the little jetty and Leanne's sitting there with Georgia. They're sitting in the water just bobbing around. And Leanne goes, wow, that was a quick ride. And as I go to talk, Isla goes, Dad's about to tell you one of his dad stories.
Ooh.
And Leanne goes, oh, let me hear it. And I go, hold on. Isla threw me off the jet ski. And she goes, oh, come on, Bert. That didn't happen. I go, no, no, no. I got thrown off the jet ski. And the jet ski slammed into me. And they're like, that's a lie. That's impossible. And the next day I woke up and I was like, I can't wait to show you this black and blue mark. It was this big. It was the smallest black and blue mark I've ever had. I was so fucking angry. And so Isla never gets to drive a jet ski with me.
That's a good punishment.
Yeah, never. And I can't wait. I said to Leanne, I was like, you know, I was saying one day, if I can't do Two Bears, would you be comfortable filling in for me, flying into Austin, doing Two Bears, stay at Tom and Christina's? And Isla's like, oh, they got jet skis out there, right? And I was like, no, they don't. I was like, she will go 75 miles an hour on a jet ski.
Really?
Oh, she has impulse control through the fucking ass. Like, you can't trust her with anything. I remember I walked into the pantry one time.
Yeah.
She was in there in the dark in her bathrobe drinking a root beer in the dark. And I opened the door. She's like, whoa. She goes, shut the door. I thought you were mom. And I was like, are you just drinking a root beer in the dark? She goes, mom won't let me have them. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get in front of this. Like, this is a fucking. Yeah, she's. So yeah, she doesn't get. Georgia's got some punishments too, but I can't talk about them.
Okay.
Let's go back to the birthday present.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, all that is to say that we, you know, we did e-bike, you did jet ski, and we had this thing going. We're like, we have to top the last one.
Yes.
So I was thinking, like, what could I possibly get you? And at first, I was gonna send you like this fucking crazy turret gun that you could like basically like a kind of like consumer level, but it's almost like an anti-aircraft gun that I have to get signed off on. But I was like, Leanne's gonna get super pissed.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. And I mount it on the front of our house.
Yeah.
No one breaks into that fucking house.
No way.
Where you have a fucking anti-aircraft carrier gun.
Yeah.
Like just obnoxiously on top of the front awning of our house. Just
I was thinking of that. Then I wanted to get you this It's not a tank, but it's sort of like one. And I remember that Leanne was like, do not send vehicles over here. Like, she was like, we have nowhere to park them.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was trying to think of like experiences. And then I was like, you know what? This, with you being this busy and like us trying to do this, I was like, you know what I'll do is I'll send a plane. I thought it was like, it's a big splurge.
Yeah.
But to get a plane to get you, because you have like fucking less than 48 hours. So it's like, fly you out here and cater it, get you like good food and booze. Fucking, and then
it was, we shot it all. So we shot it all on my cameras to give to you.
Okay.
Cause I was like, but I was like, I'm not going to post this online because it was as nice as the fucking plane Legendary sent me to Serbia in.
Well, cool.
I mean, it was, except the one from Legendary had a bed in it, mm-hmm. but it was, here's the thing. And I say this candidly is that, because of our schedule, sometimes when I'm on the road, sometimes commercial flights just not an option.
Yeah.
Because you're like in order to make money. So we make money doing the podcast. So in my head, it's like if you can find a cheap private jet, which is what we fly.
Yeah.
And if you can find a cheap private jet, then it makes sense and you can get in and out. And so we are very well versed in planes that do not have a bathroom, planes that, if it does have a bathroom, you have to then teabag your entire crew as you get out of there. You've seen that video.
I have seen your video.
Yeah. And so, by the way, they're very nice. They're still very nice.
Well, the main thing is they give you the option of time.
You can
like finish your show.
Finish your show, get on a plane, land in Austin, do two shows here, do two shows the next day, and then literally get on a plane and fly out to go do my other shows. So it's just maximizing my time.
Yeah.
And so we have done this, and we've done it in planes that are the smaller versions. There's a smaller version.
Yeah.
Still very nice. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, they're great.
And we pulled up last night, and John Manns, my cameraman, who's been on all these flights with me, he comes out, and I'm in the back. Oh, I'm on the tour. We're in the tour bus.
Yeah.
So I can't see anything outside. John Manns goes out of the tour bus, comes running back in, and he goes, this plane has a flight attendant. I go, what? And he goes, it's fucking huge. And then now all these guys who have been slumming it with me, by the way, in very expensive planes, but not very high end, are losing their fucking shit. And they're like, oh my God. They're like, we have 5 extra seats on this plane. And then the flight attendant's like, hey, can I get you a drink before takeoff? And we're like, oh, we usually just drink Dirty Girls. Like, we bring our own coolers on flights. Like, we bring a boombox on flights. Like, this had surround sound inside. They're like, would you guys like to watch a movie? And, like, it was, like, one of the nicest planes I've ever been in. And I was like, and so I was like, shoot it. I was like, no one put this on Instagram. Just shoot it. Give it to Tom. And then the best part is, I mean, this is the reason this present is so valuable to me is that I had... Did I not say that right?
I think you may have.
By the way, I'm.
You may have stammered over it.
My voice is shot too.
Yeah.
Is I fly into Austin today.
Yeah.
We have dinner tonight with our guy.
Yeah.
We do two shows tomorrow early. And then I get on a plane. I fly to LA. Same plane. By the way, I have the plane for the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. I fly the same plane to LA to go do ADR and a full movie edit of The Machine. I then get on a plane then. Go to Minneapolis to do two shows. Yeah. And so, like, and this plane is the kind of plane where you go, like, I remember getting on one plane one time, and I was like, I wonder if I'm having a panic attack because I feel like I'm claustrophobic. Because you're like this. Like, you sit on the seat, and your head's like this.
Yeah.
This plane's fucking the best. And then you put me up at the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
And I get in, and there's like a birthday spread for me and a present. And then I wake up this morning, and the guy's like, thought you could enjoy a cold beer this morning. And I was like, okay. And he goes, it's a cider, an early morning beer. And I was like, okay, thank you. I mean, it's like the great, it's been the best, busiest 2 days of my life.
Sure.
It was like the perfect compliment.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
and a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders,
balloonists,
bobsledders,
and big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we should go back to, first of all, I was very excited when I came up with the idea and I booked it. And it was so much money, but
do you want to put a price tag on it?
I don't know. But I do remember this. It was your birthday and I FaceTimed you.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I got to tell you your present. And you go, okay. And I told you, I'm going to charter you in and then charter you out so you can do the podcast and not have to worry about it and put you up. And you go, I love you so much more than my wife. I love you so much more than my wife. I love you so much more than my wife.
Can I tell you what she got me? I feel weird talking shit about her because I know she's mad at me right now.
Yeah.
It's such an odd choice of a gift.
What was it?
She got me a wallet. Usually you like to pick out your own wallet. You know,
that's kind of
the whole idea about a wallet is like, what do I like?
Yeah.
Like, what do I need? How do I like my wallets? And then she just went, no, this is the wallet you'll be using. I was like, thanks.
Now, we haven't even gotten to the best part of this whole gift.
What's that?
It's that you're going to have to top it in April.
So I've actually been having panic about this. So here's the deal. I say we top out at $100,000. I say $100,000. I think we end, okay?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I'm looking for a gift concierge. Okay. So if there's a gift concierge out there,
yeah.
Like, pull up Uncrate. Do you know what Uncrate is?
I am so excited for April.
I literally was like, all right, so I was like, I told, okay, Uncrate is like the coolest. Go to cars. Go to cars. And it pulls up like...
Fuck.
Yeah. What's the price point on that? That's a fucking... So Uncrate is like the... It's the coolest shit for guys.
Uh-huh.
It's all guy shit. I mean, girls too could be into it now that gender is fluid.
Yeah. You mean gay women. Go ahead. Yeah.
But like it's the coolest shit. So I need... I would love to team up with Uncrate. If Uncrate's listening, here's what is that? Oh, that is the Hyundai Grandeur Heritage System. That I love the look of that car.
Keep going.
But I.
Whoa! Scroll back up. What is Paolo Barilla's Porsche GT3 Coupe?
Oof. Click it.
Oh boy!
Give it a price point.
Well, it's definitely more than 100. Those are. That's fucking rad.
So anyway. I would love to team up with a gift concierge, and I need to start working right now. I need to start working right now on your gift, and I would love an expert. I want what I'm looking for is a British guy to like. I like to call me up. He's gonna be like very like dapper and be like, "Hello, but understand you're needing a gift for your mate Tommy." I go, "I am," and he goes, "All right, I've sent over a questionnaire. Have him fill that out." And I'm going to come back with a list of 12 gifts that might be perfect for him. All under $100,000 with a couple just tipping. Can I tell you what I wanted to get you?
Sure.
Like last night I was like, because last night I'm on the jet going, I really am going to have to spend $100,000. I literally, everyone's on the jet enjoying it going, this is great. Thanks, Tom. I'm like, fuck you guys. This jet, This jet's costing me $100,000. Like the fucking drink it up, boys, drink it up. They're like, can I get another salmon? And I was like, yeah, tap all the salmon you want. I was like,
you're just like, I gotta spend so much money. Yeah.
I was like, I called Pete Larios, my guy, the Chicago Pete.
Yeah,
and I was like, what? Can I get any good cars for under $100,000? He's like, nah. He's like, nah, sorry, buddy. And I was like, something Tom would like? He goes, nothing Tom would like. Nothing Tom would like. I was like, fuck. So cars are out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I'm trying to think. Like, one of my ideas was, I have a list of ideas, but I'm going to need a concierge. So if there's a gift concierge.
Let's get ahead of this real quick. I already know the way to stay connected to poor people like you. Let us fucking have our fun, okay? Now.
By the way, I thought $3,000 was like a fucking splurge back in the day. Like
it is.
I was like, no one spends $3,000 on a gift. And then when I bought the fucking jet ski,
yeah.
I remember Leanne going, you're not spending $15,000 on him. And I go, baby, I'm getting it back.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I'm just fucking... I should have spent $3,500 on you. And then we should have jumped up in increments of $500. And then you took... You spent fucking...
Way more.
Five times...
Mm-hmm.
On me, I'm stressing about it.
Oh, guys, you know, I'm struggling to pay my rent. Well, fuck you. Get your rent covered, okay?
I mean, God, man. What's beautiful about this is that, you know, for me, the beauty of this gift is, you have taken anxiety out of 3 days of work for me entirely. And so all of a sudden everything's a lot easier. Like, and then I was thinking in a weird way, you didn't even know this, but like I had to watch edit of The Machine.
Yeah.
And I could do that. I could do that on the plane, and I could watch the infrared of the audience watching it on the, like, everything was made so fucking easy. So I'm like, Peter, pull that up, and it was just fucking.
I'll be totally honest. I feel very fortunate to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And it's fun to do it with, like, for one of my best friends. What?
I got an idea.
Okay. What's your idea?
Let's do a charity event for Christmas. So this is what I was going to do. We should do a charity challenge.
Okay.
So we get two charities and we both try to see who can raise the most money for the charity. But I got a better idea.
What?
This is what I was going to do for Christmas, but I don't know if it's going to, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I was going to do Santa Claus cameos. So I was going to dress as Santa Claus.
Wait. Speaking of Santa Claus, when I picked you up this morning, I go, how was the birthday gift? And you're like, it was amazing. The plane was amazing. I said, how was the catering? You're like, unbelievable. And I slept so well. And we walked outside and you go, and I woke up feeling skinny today. And there was a valet out front of the hotel.
Oh, an older black man, probably about 60 years old.
Yeah. And as you said that, he goes.
Yeah. I go, yeah, man, I woke up feeling skinny, and this dude just snipers me with a, ha-ha, yeah, all right, sure thing. And I was like, you couldn't just let me have that one? He goes, uh-uh, nope, have a great day. It was the perfect.
Timing was perfect.
Yeah.
He was like, you're not skinny. Yeah.
Dude, I had a conversation with an older black dude in fucking wherever the fuck I was. I don't know where I was.
Yeah.
And St. Louis. Oh, yeah, it was St. Louis because I was talking about Buck O'Neill. There's a quote that Buck O'Neill, he played for the Monarchs, that he had that I couldn't find. And the NLD is the Negro League Baseball, and I wouldn't say the word Negro in front of him, this older black man, and I wouldn't say the name of the league. And you could see him, and he was smiling under his mask, and he's like, go ahead, say it. And he's like, son, he was older, he's probably got to be like in his 70s. He goes, son, That was the name of the league. You can say that. And I was like, okay. I said, I just feel very weird. And he goes, did you hear Joe Biden double down on it?
Yeah.
I said, no. And he goes, and I don't have a problem with what Joe Biden said. And I was like, okay. So then, and then we talked about Satchel Paige. Snoop Dogg should play Satchel Paige in a movie. If Snoop was going to make a movie, he should play Satchel Paige because he looks like Satchel Paige.
Really?
Yeah. I was obsessed with
the Biden thing was that he said, he was talking, what he said, like someone was like an amazing Negro in the Negro League. Right, and they were like, "What are you doing?"
He just stammered on his words, and it's like he started a sentence and then changed the sentence in the middle of it, and then that word was just unfortunately placed. He said the word like three times in the sentence.
Yeah,
but Buck O'Neill is
we're way past Negro.
What do you mean?
Like, we don't use that term. It's colored.
Oh yeah. It's almost like
they're colored folks.
Dude, the NAACP. I was watching this thing on Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
I told you, I said, I want to talk about Rosa Parks, but I don't, like, it's like a dangerous territory because then you
get. I think in the context of where we are now.
Yeah. Well, Rosa Parks was the head of the NAACP. Not head. Yeah. She was very high up in the NAACP in Montgomery, Alabama. What's interesting is I just played Montgomery, Alabama. Troy University was there. That's where I got that ATO shirt that I wore the other day. And so we were walking down the street. It's so crazy. Is that I see a statue of Rosa Parks. And this dude came over and then explained everything we needed to know about Rosa Parks. He's a tour guide. He's a black dude. He's a tour guide.
Yeah.
And then you could tell he was like, hey, man, I'm doing this for a little cash. It was almost like I ended up following him and tweeting this thing out. But it was very fascinating because I saw the bus stop she was at. And I saw the fountain across the street. And he told us all about this. And then I'm listening to this thing, History in Short. It's like a podcast I'm listening to.
Yeah.
And they talked about Rosa Parks. And they talked about that bus stop. And I went, oh, my God. I know exactly where that bus stop is. It was really cool to put a place in history, like to have visualized it and seen it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I went to the Holocaust camps, and I still can't visualize those. Because it's such a, like, I even visiting them, I still can't visualize what happened.
You can't imagine.
It's almost too bad, if that makes
the
sense.
The severity, the depravity
right.
The cruelty.
But with Rosa Parks, I saw it and then I listened to this podcast and I was like, oh man, there's a lot of shit I'm interested in. Like, what's crazy is the next one up was telling the short history of, it's called the short history of Alcatraz. I've been to Alcatraz. And I was like, oh wow. This is so much better when you've actually been to these places to then hear the history of it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm on the road like crazy on tour. And I was like, I'm in Texas all of December. All of December I'm in Texas practically.
You better stop by.
I'll be in and out. And so I'm like, I'm going to go find shit I'm interested in Texas. Like, you know, when I worked for History Channel or to a Travel Channel, the vice president of the network, we were having dinner in Dallas. And he goes, let's go to where they shot Kennedy. I don't really have a frame of reference for that. Daily Plaza. I don't really have a frame of reference for it. I didn't really give a fuck, in all honesty. Like, I just was like, oh, whatever. And so we went over and I remember just being like, are we going to go get a beer or something? Is there a bar around here? Like, when are we going to eat? I'm hungry. And now when I go to Dallas, I'm going to fucking watch a Zapruder film. I'm going to listen to a documentary on it and then go there. I don't know why this was the dumbest thing I ever brought up. This is the dumbest thing.
You know, it's a great segue into that first note there. What's that all about?
Oh, Jew face.
Yeah.
It's very fascinating. It's something Sarah Silverman brought up, and it is that they have not just but almost historically, anytime they have a Jewish character playing in a movie, a woman whose Jewishness is part of her, large part of her personality, like Joan Rivers, they cast white non-Jewish people to play it. And there was an old saying, write Yiddish, cast British. And Sarah kind of stood up for it and was like, but what I like, and then,
wait, I want to understand that she brings, this is a kind of a Hollywood historical thing, because this is new to me.
Yes.
That if there's a specifically Jewish character historically in Hollywood films or stories, that they cast a white non-Jewish to play that part?
Yes, that they never cast Jewish.
Ah.
And so, you got to listen to her talking. She brings up the argument and then literally rattles off a ton of roles that you're just going like,
holy that this
shit.
Is like a Jewish character.
Like Joan Rivers was the example that happened that she kind of called out, and then the project fell apart. I don't know if it fell apart because of her, but they were doing a movie on Joan Rivers or a series on Joan Rivers. And Joan Rivers is, can we talk, you know, like she's the most, that is
New York. Yeah.
New York Jew. That is a 100%. And they cast Catherine Hahn in it. And Catherine Hahn is like Catholic.
Yeah.
Like, and she was saying, and what's interesting about this is that she was having the conversation out loud saying like, this is what I'm noticing. It rubs me wrong. And then immediately people just either attack her or side with her. No one's like me, I was sitting there, I was like, that's fucking fascinating.
It's interesting.
It's interesting as fuck, and especially when you notice that, because you right now you cannot cast a female to play a transgendered female, right?
Right, you should hire a transgender actor.
You have to hire a transgender actor. You cannot cast, you definitely can't cast a white guy to play a Puerto Rican or a white guy to play a black guy.
But that has happened before, and right? So like they've had like a black character, Asian character, and then a white actor plays it. Everyone's like, the fuck, man.
Yeah. And even to the point where like the voice, like I just had Nick Kroll on my podcast, and we were talking about loudmouth,
big mouth. Yeah.
Jenny Slate played a black character.
Yeah.
And they had to fire her.
No, they didn't. She voluntarily said, I do not want to play this part.
Oh, for real?
Anymore. Yes.
Okay. I didn't listen very well.
Yeah, of course you didn't.
Sorry, Jenny.
Yeah, they did not fire her. She was
Jenny Slate's hot as shit.
Yeah, she was like, this part should go
to a
black voice actor. Yeah.
Whoa.
What was that?
I don't know. It's like all of a sudden, like, the levels changed and my ear popped.
It is terrifying to be around you when you're like this.
Good God, that fucking scared me. Anyway, wait, did she just step up and go, I don't want to play this? Or
everything was moving along as fine as it was. I think it was at the height of when the post George Floyd social injustice kind of was like at a fever pitch. And people were like, well, let's talk about, you know, representation and all this stuff. And then she, you know, just said, I've been playing this part and, you know, I've had a lot of fun. But she goes, you know, I'm playing a black character or voicing a black character, and it should go to a black actor. But I don't know. I feel like, what was his name? The guy on the Simpsons, you know, there was a whole.
Oh, Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria. He does a ton of voices, and including he did Apu and he doesn't just do Apu, you know, he does, I think he does like a fucking dozen characters on that show. Yeah. Let's see like how many he does, because it is a number of them. He does.
Oh, there's all his right there. Oh, he does Barney. He does Mo. He does everyone. That's all the people he does.
There's not a list.
He does the Mexican bumblebee. Can I tell you? I was telling Jesus, we were talking about comedy in Mexico.
In addition to Mo Wiggum Apu, he voices the comic book guy Carl Carlson, Cletus,
Sea Captain, the Superintendent,
Professor Frink, Doctor Nick Riveria, Lou Snake Jailbird, Kirk Van Houten, the Sea Captain, Superintendent Chalmers, Disco Stu, Duffman, the Wise Guy, incredible.
Yeah.
Talent.
So they just killed Apu's character, right?
I think so. And there was a, what's that comic?
Harry Bondaloo.
He did like a whole documentary.
Here's the thing, is that like, I like hearing these arguments. Like, the one obvious thing that they then come back to Sarah with, they're like, so then you can't play any Christian characters. She's like, that's not what I'm saying. She's like, I'm just saying that if their religion is the thing, and religion, I guess Judaism's more than just a religion. It's a race. It's like everything. She's like that. I'm just saying, if that's their main thing, then you gotta take in account that maybe you should go the extra mile to see if you can cast, because it is kind of crazy. Like if me and you played Jewish men, like if
I don't know. I mean. I, it's an interesting thing to talk about. You know, the animation thing is more interesting to me even.
I played a black dude.
In animation?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he was black. I did the cartoon. I did the animation. I don't even
well,
think it came
I
out.
Think, I think like the fact that maybe it's because I'm thinking in terms of like comedy, but maybe you can make the argument that for The Simpsons or something too. But like if I said, hey, there's this animated thing and I want to voice the black guy, I personally don't go like, oh, no, I want to give that role to somebody. I'd go, no, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I want to see if I can do a convincing and funny voice.
But at what point is your convincing and funny mocking or well, highlighting things that you notice are like hints of Donnell where you go, when you see Donnell and you're like, that's ridiculous, right? And yeah. Then you go, I'm going to put the ridiculousness of Donnell in this character or something, because that's ultimately when you're doing a character, like when you're doing an impression of someone, you're not doing...
You have to exaggerate
something.
Yeah,
you're not doing a well-rounded, you know...
But maybe the character's well-written and there's enough of that character where you feel like you're not mocking or just doing a gross exaggeration, but you're voicing a character. At least like this... Off the top, how I'm thinking, my thought isn't like, well, this character that I wrote, I mean, I don't have the animated show, but I'm saying, like, I don't go like, man, all these characters should be represented by the right people on the show. I think of it like even with looking at what Hank did, I go, I wonder how many characters I can voice well on a show.
I find that when I did the cartoon, I just did it. I did it like myself.
Wasn't a white guy voicing Cleveland on Family
Guy?
Yes,
and then you know they. I could be very off on this, but if I'm not mistaken, I think I talked about it on my podcast. They reached out to Ron Funches, and they're like, "Can you do Cleveland?" And then Ron Funches is. By the way, I could be very off. I'd have to ask Ron this, but then Ron was like, "You want me to do an impression of a black guy of a white guy doing an impression of a black guy?" He was like, "No, I'm not doing that."
Okay,
and so yeah, but you know. It does.
But did people bring that character up before this became a hot topic? Or because it feels like Cleveland was just
Harry Bun. I'm saying his last name.
You're definitely saying his last name.
Harry Bundaloo.
That's definitely not how to say it.
Harry. Is it with Condolini? Harry Condolini.
Hold on, please.
It's
H-A-R-I.
I spelled his name right at least. I saw the documentary. I thought it was fascinating. Wow.
Yeah, you didn't come close. And maybe we should begin with your apology.
Yeah, because he's definitely the kind of comic that would light me up. Harry
Condombaloo.
Condombaloo.
That's, I mean, right?
Yeah. Problem with the Pooh, I liked this movie. I didn't agree with everything he said, but it does make sense. He's like, he watches that and he just sees them making fun of his dad. You know?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, yeah, that would bother me a lot. I'd have a hard time liking a sitcom that because whereas I guess representation is seeing Apu on screen.
Yeah.
It's not like he's not.
What did you call him before?
Harry Bundaloo.
Harry Bundaloo.
I don't know, man. I got part of it right.
Yeah.
By the way, everyone can suck my dick. You know how many times I've been called Brett Chrysler? Yeah. I can say my name. I've got the right to say people's names wrong. You think that guy knows my fucking name? No goddamn way. Harry has never once mentioned my name in his fucking life. He has no idea who I am. And I guarantee you, for the rest of his life, he will call me Brett Crystals or whatever the fuck he wants to call me.
All right.
By the way, I'm not pit shitting on you, Harry. I liked your movie. But that's the thing, is I love hearing.
Would you voice a black character?
I told you I did.
Wait, what was it in?
So it was a sitcom, but it wasn't. I did it as myself. I just did it myself.
I got you.
I didn't know the thing. And by the way, the character was. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
So it didn't look racial.
Right.
But when I got into the booth, I'm doing the lines. The like third. You gotta go back and forth with this thing and do it like 10 times, and then they have the picture of the rest of the cast up. And my wife and my two kids are black. They're the cast.
Yeah.
And I'm acting with them. I don't hear them to be black people. They're just talking. And I'm not hearing race in anything they say. They're just little kids. And then the wife, all my scenes were with me and the little kids mostly. So I don't hear race. And then I said to the guy, I go, hold on, am I black in this sitcom? He's like, no, it's a cartoon. And I go, no, but is my character black? He goes, no, it's a cartoon. And I was like, yeah, but everyone else in my family is black. And he goes, have we asked you to talk black? And I said, no. And he goes, then just keep doing what you're doing, man. You're killing it. And I was like, I couldn't.
That's
really
weird.
It was, it's a cartoon. It's not real.
Yeah.
So there's no.
I think part of like what I'm realizing right now too is like it's how well you do a voice and that you're not doing a caricature of a voice, right?
Yes.
Like for instance, there's the white voice actor who does Morgan Freeman. Have you heard him? It is unbelievable.
Really?
I mean, he is him. But it doesn't sound like somebody trying to do a voice. He just sounds like Morgan Freeman. Like it's
perfect.
It's absolutely perfect. Point being, like, let's say you had an animated Morgan Freeman, or just like if you didn't know that voice, if you were just like, this is an old black guy, he doesn't sound like he's trying to do a voice. He just sounds like him. And in that case, I think maybe you go, well, at least it's not like what you're saying, like an exaggerated, like, hey, you know, he's not like punching one thing up to be like, hey, look at this funny thing that I've heard them do before. Like that sounds like mockery or like, you know what I mean? Like him doing it just so dead on perfectly. But then the counter argument to that, of course, is just hire a black guy to do the voice.
Yeah.
You know,
but then how do you like, that's crazy too. Cause then
here's the one you can't do. You can't do Asian voices. You have to hire Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
You have to be like,
yeah. Yeah, you couldn't have a white guy doing it. You could not have a white guy doing it.
You
got to
be like, hey, Bobby, do this. And he would do it, and it's hilarious. And the white guy could maybe do a good version of that, but everyone's going to be like, that's not okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Which is kind of like in line with the Apu character.
It is. Right? Oh, don't, yeah. I understood everything Harry said in that.
But isn't it funny that it depends on like who you're doing the impression of?
Oh, like, he could, by the way. They could have a black guy do a white character and no one would raise a hair. Can I tell you, when I was a kid, I got really bummed when I found out that Sandy Duncan was playing Peter Pan. I was bothered by that.
Oh yeah.
I was like that should be played by a boy. And historically,
Bart.
What?
And Bart, wasn't that a mind-blowing one to you too?
Yes, but Bart's played by a woman.
Yeah.
As a kid, I remember Gwen Cohen played, always, whenever we did Peter Pan, they always went to a girl to play Peter Pan. Never even auditioned boys because Sandy Duncan had played Peter Pan. And I remember being like, that's not right. And that's crazy. The one that used to rub me weird, and it just used to raise a flag with me, was when Americans played British people and British people played Americans. It always bothered me, but more when black British people played black Americans.
It bothered you learning
like,
that?
No. Just when you'd find out that like, oh shit, there's like, who played Martin Luther King? And then you're like, it's weird that a British black guy would be like, hello everybody.
Yeah.
So real quick, I'm reading for the role of Martin Luther King. Hello. You know, and then it's like such a shift. And you're like, and I heard a black chick go, that fucking pisses me the fuck off. And I was like, dude, that has always like been like one, right? Once I find out they're British, I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's so much more like impressive to hear a British black actor play black American.
That's the fucking.
But with like slang,
dude,
and like,
you pull know up I mean? The best British black actors that play Americans. What did I just say? I'm like fucking firing hot. I might need a cocktail. There's got to be examples, Nadav. Pull up examples.
Well, Idris Elba did Stringer Bell, which was amazing in The Wire. Like, if you didn't, when you
Idris
before.
Idris Elba is so fucking good looking. So, all right. So let's talk about, because I like the idea of not knowing, of like hearing opposing ideas I don't automatically agree with.
Right.
A long time ago, I heard an idea. And I decided I'm going to follow through with it. I think I'm going to come out as fat.
You're going to come out as fat?
Yeah. Now, here's why. I met a guy in New York when I worked at Barnes & Noble. I think his name was Andrew. I don't remember his name really. I think it was Andrew. He was from like the Midwest. And He had just graduated college, and he realized in college he was gay, but he kept it because he was in, like, Indiana.
Sure.
And so when he graduated college, he came out to his family, and they did not sit super well with him. And so he didn't feel like his home was Indiana anymore. And he came to New York, and he came out in New York, and he fucked nonstop. To watch him come out, because we just started working together, he got the job, he had just moved to New York, to watch the celebration of realizing who he is,
yeah,
come out, I was jealous that I have nothing I'm hiding, right? Like, I'm not going to come out as an alcoholic. I'm already an alcoholic. Everyone knows that, right? I'm right? not going to come out as gay. I'm straight. I can't come out as straight again. I can't. Only thing I come out is cheating on my wife. I'm not going to cheat on my wife because I need that fucking house, right? I don't care about her feelings. It's all the shit I need.
Right.
So then I thought, what if I just came out as fat? I've been denying it my whole life.
Been fat your whole life.
I know, but I don't think gay people know they're gay when they're younger. Maybe they just are like, I'm having weird feelings about food or about men. So what if I came out as fat and then I just was like, fuck it. I
don't embrace it.
Because, like, I'll tell you very quickly, I'll be very honest. I had this feeling when I went to Tampa because I'm the fattest I've ever been still. And I go to Tampa and I know my dad has issues with my weight. And everyone's like, hey.
This is like a few weeks ago.
This is a few weeks ago. We're staying in Tampa at my parents' house. And he's like, buddy, grab your bathing suit. And I was like, I don't want to. Because I don't mind being shirtless on stage, but being shirtless around my dad, I'm very self-conscious of it. Because my dad has always brought up my issues with my weight.
Really?
Yes, 100%. So then I just was at his house. I was like, I just want to tell him, like, I just want to, like, stand up for myself and go, I'm fat, okay? I know I'm fat. But I'm cool with it right now. Like, I'm going to try to work on it. Mm-hmm. Like when you come out, you're like, I'm going to fuck everyone right now. Listen, I want to fall in love, but right now I'm fucking everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I just found out I'm gay. I'm going hard in the paint. Then I'll settle down. We'll adopt a kid, whatever. But for the time being, I'm coming out as fat. And I ordered a grilled cheese yesterday. I never would order a grilled cheese. Like, here's what's crazy is
wait, did you tell him this, anything of this?
Yes. I said, I'm going to have a cheeseburger. He was like, buddy, we're going to put up some grills. You want to put some salmon on? And in my head, I was like, I don't want fucking salmon. Yeah. I want a cheeseburger. I just got done performing fucking two shows at the Straz. Yeah. It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm eating a fucking cheeseburger. I was like, I'm having a cheeseburger. And he was like, whoa, a little late for a cheeseburger, don't you think? And I was like, dad, I want a cheeseburger. He was like, yeah. And I just cracked a beer. And he was like, whoa, another beer? And I was like, I'm coming out as fat, dad. I'm fat. Like, I'm fucking fat as shit. I go, I'm the fattest I've ever been. And I was like, I can't do anything about it. I'm on tour. I'm fucking spinning out of control. Like, I'm trying my best to do everything. Like, I've just started being able to work out with my arm again. But I'm just going to be like, for the time being, I'm fat. I'm fat the same way. And you can't shame me about it. You would never shame someone for coming out as gay. So I'm fat.
And what did he say?
I think he just thinks I'm a fucking lunatic. Like, I don't think I think he's like, what is this bit?
And
like,
where was your, where did you have grilled cheese yesterday?
I wanted a grilled cheese. I would never order a grilled cheese.
Yeah.
We went to this restaurant and I was like, I want a grilled cheese. I was like, you guys have, wherever I was, Milwaukee. And they was like, we have a great grilled cheese. I was like, really? He goes, jalapeno grilled cheese. I go, fucking line it up.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, you know what? Do you have fish and chips? He's like, we do. I go, give me an order of that too. He was like, wow, you're really going hard. And I was like, yeah, I'm fat. He's like, what to drink? I go, you got lemonade? Never order a fucking lemonade. Here's the crazy thing. I love root beer. I love root beer.
Yeah, root beer is great.
I love root beer.
Was your lemonade, did you do lemonade with the fish and chips and the?
Yeah, and I was like, I love a lemonade. I'm hungover. I want something sweet in my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't have Kool-Aid there, so I was like, do you have lemonade?
Lemonade. Fresh lemonade is like.
Dude, I've surrounded myself with life options that I don't enjoy. Meaning this coffee, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Cold brew,
yeah.
Extra ice.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay,
yeah.
But it's not a Frappuccino.
Right.
Like, but I never order Frappuccino because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Right?
Go to the, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go there. I never order a root beer. I see root beer on the menu, my heart skips a beat, and I go, I feel so. Isla goes, root beer. I'll get a root beer. And then Leanne goes, you get one. And it's that mindset you put in people's lives of like, you get one, Isla. And then I'm thinking, I want a fucking root beer, but I don't want to get a double Tito's and soda. Just same amount of calories. I go, what if I just shift myself to being fat as opposed to being a drunk, where I just go, I'm getting a root beer float. I love root beer floats. Wait till you see how I eat at dinner tonight.
Dude,
now that I've come out as fat, I'm just not going to deny myself anything.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Like, you know, like think about the way you live your life. Hang on one second. I saw you have some bullshit meal in your hand today, right? It's a dietary meal, correct?
It's a meal prepped. It's not, yeah.
Okay.
So it's...
Stop. Right there. You're living in a false universe.
Why is it a false universe?
Because you got a meal prep, right? That's someone that said... You said to yourself, I don't like Fat Tom.
Right.
And then you go, I'm going to do all the things that real Tom doesn't like. Eat a meal prep, have egg whites, have some spinach, drink some water.
Yeah.
But what if you came out as fat and you just go...
Oh, I have been.
And you just go, I'm going to do what I want to do forever.
I've done that.
And then when you're eating pies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've gone. But you know when you're describing, like, I'm just going to eat whatever.
Yeah,
I've done that for a long time.
Tonight, let's order for each other. Let me order for you, and you order for me, and let's just see how sick we can get. Like,
how sick we can get.
How often are you supposed to fart?
How often are you supposed to fart?
Like, I'm farting like 100 times a day. As I said that, I just felt gas build up in my stomach. Like, is farting and burping part of, is that like a red flag of gaining weight?
No, I mean, like, everyone farts and burps, but the average is 5 to 15 times a day.
Is it normal to fart 50 times a day? Go to that. No.
The drop down.
Down right there. Farting is normal. Farting all the time is not.
It could be a sign of a health problem. If you fart more than 20 times per day.
I'm farting. I'm burping. I'm throwing up in my mouth daily. Like, you know, sometimes I'll eat and then I'll have to stand for a while before I go down. Because if I lay down, I just throw it all up in my mouth. Like, I just have my acid reflux. That's why my voice is bad.
Yeah, the acid reflux.
Acid reflux is fucking through the
How much are you going to order tonight, you think?
Oh, Tom.
Is it still your birthday, basically?
Oh, I'm still celebrating my birthday. Yeah. November's my birthday month.
Yeah.
I will...
What are you weighing? Do you gain any weight? Because I feel like you look the same.
I'm the same. Well, I'm working out. I do enjoy working out, right?
You do?
Yeah, I like working out. I like running. We went for a great run in Chicago. I'm really excited that I can do hammer curls now. Mm-hmm. I'm not really stable with them. You'll see. I'll do them in between shows. It's amazing. This arm's like boom, boom, boom. And then this arm's like tremble, tremble, tremble. Tremble, tremble, tremble. But I like the goal of trying to get my strength back in my arm.
What did you do in Chicago? Did you do an outdoor place?
No, I did the auditorium.
I don't know.
Theater.
You like it?
Yeah, it was fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah, those. I'm burping and throwing up in my mouth right now. Like, I think I'm at wit's end. Like, I'm like, with fucking, it's like you're, when, it's like, is that right? Like, you really are living in an eating disorder. If you're, like, unless you accept yourself being fat, you're living in an eating disorder. Like, you're living in an eating disorder where you're like, I'm not going to eat. I'll just starve myself. I'll deprive myself. I'll just sit there and go, what do you want? I'll just have some celery, crank. Crink, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's.
You think I should trash my meal prep?
By the way, I'll eat it right now.
Don't eat it. I want to.
What did you get?
It's 8 ounces of grilled chicken, sweet potatoes, and peppers.
Does anyone like that?
I like it.
Grilled chicken is just like,
I mean,
it's like eating
it's seasoned. It's seasoned.
Yeah, grilled chicken is, unless it's perfect.
Okay.
It's often, it's like ropey, and you're like,
What are you going to have for lunch?
I'm not eating. So I'm fucking waiting until tonight where I can just go hard as fuck.
How hard are you going to go?
Fucking so hard. I might start with dessert.
Really?
Yeah, because that's the other thing is whenever I eat, I go healthy stuff first, and then the stuff I enjoy last, and I get a little bit of that, and I'm like, I'm stopped. I won't eat all of it, and then I eat it all anyway.
Yeah.
Dude, I ate so much. I went to dinner with my agents in Chicago, and I ate so much, and then drank limoncello, and then they gave me 3 bottles of limoncello, and I've just been drinking limoncello. It's so fucking good. Shout out to Tavern on Rush. Steak dinner there.
Man. What'd you eat?
Everything. Calamari. Like dude, calamari is fucking awesome. Yeah. When it's real, it's so good.
What's your perfect day of eating? Like breakfast through dinner.
Can I tell you what? Can I tell you?
If you, I'm saying as if you've come out as fat already.
Okay. My perfect day.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, I like this. I'm getting chill bumps. I'm going to do breakfast. I'm going to wake up and I'm going to eat breakfast, but I'm not going to do what I'd normally do, right? I go, I'm going to fast or I'll just have some egg whites. I want a fucking breakfast sandwich. Probably I might pivot and say breakfast burrito. A breakfast burrito, when done right, might be the perfect thing for breakfast.
I would agree. I fucking love a breakfast burrito.
I'm going breakfast burrito, and I'm not gonna worry about diarrhea that day. And I'm going to load it up with hot sauce, and I'm going to fucking make it regrettable. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, It's going to be a football. I worked sanitation for Hurt Burt one time, mm-hmm. and these guys were like, best breakfast burrito you've ever had. And I was like, this woman, we were driving with Sharks the week before, and she made a breakfast burrito that I think about all the time. Is there a breakfast burrito around here?
Not that I know. Well, there's one. There's a place on Rainy that it has really good ones, but I was going to give a shout-out to Fanny's in Redondo Beach on Avenue C. They do a fucking amazing, amazing breakfast burrito.
Breakfast burrito is my morning. That's my morning. Breakfast burrito. And by the way, this is crazy, but like because of anxiety, I dodge coffee. If I have stuff to do, I won't have coffee in the morning. And I love coffee in the morning.
Love
coffee. But I know that it fucks with my anxiety. If I have a show that night,
yeah.
Like I like to save my coffee for my show.
Really?
I can't, I save it for the nighttime.
All right, so you have that. And then what's your lunch that day?
Oh, it's a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It's a fucking cheeseburger.
I mean, I'm a big cheeseburger fan too.
Yeah, I'm going cheeseburger.
Fries.
Cheeseburger, fries. I'm going to get an appetizer.
How many cheeseburgers? Just one?
Oh no. It's going to be like a... It's either going to be one of those big, like, half pounders
yeah.
or, like, stack it up, like,
yeah.
double.
Yeah.
I had a cheeseburger the other day that was so fucking good. Where was I? And I said to the lady, I was like, oh, my dude, I had the best egg sandwich in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
There was a sign on the side of the road that said, best egg sandwiches around the corner. And I was like, how do you? I go there, and the woman's like, you can build your own. American cheese, one fried egg. Bacon, avocado on a biscuit, and the biscuit was fluffy yet thick. Oh my god!
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. My mouth's watering right now.
I can see that.
I'm not even joking. I ordered 12 breakfast sandwiches.
12?
I ordered 12 breakfast sandwiches, and then texted the guys on the bus. I go, I'm coming back with breakfast sandwiches, 3 breakfast burritos. I love that feeling of going like I'm ordering for everybody.
Yeah.
And so we went to Donuts, went to Stan's in Chicago. I ordered 10 breakfast sandwiches and 2 dozen donuts. And I just love, and then we ate the donuts forever. Oh, I gotta have a donut with my breakfast. And so yeah, I'm gonna have the breakfast burrito and then finish it with a donut. Then I get a cheeseburger for lunch. I'm getting a root beer float with that cheeseburger. My mouth is fucking watering, Tom. It's watering.
Okay.
And then for dinner, I'm going Italian food.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, because we're talking about what we want.
Yeah.
And we start off a little flatbread, some calamari. I would like some squid, like some grilled squid. Yeah. I really like grilled squid.
Me too.
And then I'm doing a gluttonous, what's the one that's got bacon in it? Is it carbonara?
I don't remember.
Hey, what's carbonara? Type in carbonara. It's got bacon fat, egg yellows, egg yolk. Yeah, I'm doing a carbonara. Oh my god, my mouth's watering and my dick's hard. Fuck. God damn it. Oh wait, you go through your favorite day. Oh, this is fucking awesome.
5 egg whites.
No. What do you want? What do you want?
Honestly, for breakfast, I would love to do the savory. Like bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, but then I also want either like a Primo waffle or a brioche French toast with tons of real maple syrup, like drowning in syrup.
Dude,
I love that.
I love when you go to a diner and you get 3 eggs over easy, hash browns, bacon, sausage links, and then the pancakes on the side. Here's what I do with my pancakes.
You put the egg yolk on the hash browns and you let the yolk run through the hash browns.
Oh,
that's a good move.
Dude, I like to take the pancakes and then I cut a wedge out, like a little pie thing.
Mm-hmm.
And well, first of all, I butter the pancakes hard, aggressively.
Yeah.
And then cut a wedge out.
Are you, your mouth's still watering.
My mouth's watering so bad right now. You know, Leanne thinks mouth watering isn't a thing. I go, bullshit. You just don't have a soul. And so, and then I pour the syrup inside the wedge.
Can we call her back?
I pour the syrup inside the wedge, and I let it soak in. Yeah. I want to take bites of pancakes where as you bite, it squirts.
Yeah. Yeah, and it dissolves.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going for lunch. What are you getting?
Well, I definitely am a huge, huge cheeseburger fan, but I would also, I love, I'm talking like a top tier Italian sub, you know? And I'm talking heavy mayo.
Yes.
Lots, all the meats, prosciutto and the
like
salami.
Like when you open it up, the paper is wet. And
yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
And it has oil and vinegar and salt and pepper, and it's like, the bread makes all the difference, though. Like shitty bread ruins a sub. So it's God. Like top tier. Like they bake their own bread there. I mean, that with salt and vinegar chips and a soda is decadent.
Dude,
I love it.
When we were in, I forget where we were, but there was
there's that Santa Monica place makes an amazing one. And there was one in Woodland Hills that was awesome too.
When we went and saw Captain Marvel, the movie starts and I hear next to me, I hear this. I go, what the fuck? And it's Isla. She pulls a Jimmy John's Italian sub out of her sweatshirt. And she goes, thought we could eat this. And I was like, by the way, an Italian sub in a movie theater is such a recognizable smell.
Oh, yeah.
That everyone's like, is someone eating an Italian sub? Yeah. And it's just me and Isla fucking wolfing down a foot long.
Oh, man. I met him the other day.
Jimmy John?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a person?
He's a person, yeah. You would have loved him.
Wait, where did you meet Jimmy John?
At Kid Rock's house.
Wait, what were we doing at Kid Rock's house?
Just hanging out.
When were you at Kid Rock's house?
There he is. There's Jimmy John. This dude is, he is a personality.
God, he has got a fucking glowing smile.
You would love him.
Wait, what were you doing at Kid Rock's house? Can I tell you what's crazy?
What?
Is the other day, someone hit me up and they're like, what's up with you and Kid Rock? And I was like, I have no idea.
You'd like him too. His house was so fun.
You were in Detroit?
Obviously. Nashville.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kid Rock lives in Nashville?
Yes.
Yeah. And so wait, how did you hook up with Kid Rock?
Joe.
Oh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And were you with Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, you were Joe, Kid Rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Jimmy John.
Jimmy John was there. But that dude is really fun, man.
Very funny.
He reminded me of you.
Really?
He's like, hey, I'm Jimmy John. I was like, that's a birth personality right there. Yeah.
All right. So dinner. What are you going to do for dinner? You're going steak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are we doing for dinner tonight?
I have multiple options.
What was it getting living around Miami?
All right. Hold on.
If I was smart, I'd pace myself with drinking.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, I'm so fucking hungry right now.
We have. So one is a steakhouse, I believe.
Okay.
And the other one. Oh, the other one has like these. Are they both steakhouses? One's what? Oh.
I could fuck up.
I fuck a bit, but like a steakhouse, I want to get, if we're going, a bone-in ribeye.
Okay.
And then even on top of that, if it's like a really, if they have the option, get an additional like sampling of their Wagyu if they have that, you know, like slice that up. And then, yeah, I want to go create. I feel like I'm seducing you.
I'm salivating. I bet I could fill a bowl with my salivation.
Can we call her back?
Yeah.
You think she'll answer now?
Yeah, she thinks we're done. She probably forgot about it.
Was she mad for real?
I think so.
Hey, babe.
Hey, what's up?
Hold on one sec. I don't know why you're not on them. Okay. Are you there?
Yeah, we're still on the podcast. Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at
you. Okay, good.
Did you tell you came out?
I came. Oh, by the way, I came out of the fridge.
What?
I'm fat.
What does that mean?
I'm gonna, like a gay guy comes out of the closet. I came out of the fridge. I'm fat. Like, I'm just going to accept being fat. And I'll work on it, but I'm going to work on it all at my pace.
Oh, okay. So same as always.
God damn it.
Nothing's changed. Got it. 10-4, status quo.
Hey, what would you, real quick, just hammer it through. Favorite meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What are your favorite meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Ideal meal for breakfast, what would you have?
Perfect. Gravy and biscuits.
Gravy and biscuits. Oh, gravy and biscuits is a great one. Okay, lunch.
Lunch? Good question. For lunch, maybe like a really good sandwich.
Like a, like Tom was saying, like a good Italian sandwich.
Yeah, like a really good sandwich like that. Yeah.
And then what dinner? Favorite dinner option? Favorite dinner option?
I love prime rib with mashed potatoes and cream spinach. That's but, a really good burger, like a really good burger, could do me right too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you know, Tom gave me my birthday present, and it's this chartered jet.
I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's paid for this part of charter jet that's taking me around the universe, and I'm staying at the Four Seasons, and it's been pretty outrageous. And I just want you to know that for Tom's birthday next year, I'm gonna have to roughly spend around $100,000.
You guys are so stupid. I don't know why you guys do that. It's so goofy. I mean, it's fun. I get it. You're having fun. That's awesome.
So, awesome. All right. And then we want you and Christina to do it for each other, too.
But I'm not like that. Like, I don't get into
that. You should start high and then and work. You should start high and then work cheaper.
But I don't even know what expensive stuff is. Like, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem is I don't think like that.
If you were going to get Tom, if you were going to spend, if you were going to spend $100,000 on Tom's birthday, what would you get him?
No idea. Maybe a watch?
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say what?
I have no idea.
All right. I love you, baby. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. I was being so good not eating today. I had a beer this morning, but that was just a... Round and around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now I'm going to...
What time was the beer at?
When they came into my room. I don't know. I had to have a COVID test. My room was... people just walked into my room. A nurse walked into my room. I was laying in bed, still sleeping. They COVID tested me. It was fucking Peter just organized everything. And then they came in with a beer. And I was like... I had to get up and open the door for the guy. And he was like, cider? And I was like, okay. And I got in the shower. I was going to go down to the sauna. I think the steam room probably in COVID is not a bad idea. Is COVID over now?
Oh yeah.
It just feels like people are doing things like it, like. And then you kind of wonder, was COVID real?
Yeah.
Because like did we all have to, like, as you're walking around streets, you're like, so I wasn't around to walk around streets, but it's okay now. Like,
it's kind of Wuhan.
Wuhan.
Yeah. Fauci.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. So one of the cool things that I'm doing on the road also.
Yeah.
Is finding a look. My mouth is watering, dude.
Are you sure you want to wait till dinner?
I don't know. I might have to do something. You got pizza on top of your fridge? One of the things I've been doing is getting excited for a meal in that city.
Yeah.
So like Detroit, it was your mom's spaghetti.
Yeah.
That Eminem has, and so I just started talking about it, going like, I'm ready to try it. And then your mom's spaghetti, I think we just ordered it. Their social media team's not the greatest.
Wait, how is it?
It's fucking awesome.
What's different about it?
I gotta be honest with you, it tasted like you made it yesterday and we're eating it today. Like you know, sometimes you get spaghetti and it's like, it's almost like the
don't
sauce.
Don't you love spaghetti bolognese? Like,
dude, I love spaghetti, and it had great meatballs in it, and it had a piece. But the best part, my God damn it, man, I'm salivating, is they made spaghetti sandwiches.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never even had, what is that?
It was fucking two pieces of Italian bread, like garlic toast with spaghetti crammed inside it, and it was fucking awesome. And I was like, dude.
You know what? I might have to come out as fat.
They made a spaghetti sandwich and it was fucking great. And I was like, this is exactly what I wanted. And so when you go to a place and you go, what is that? What are they known for? Like what Chicago?
Yeah.
We got deep dish pizza. And then I found out what Detroit pizza is. Detroit pizza.
Is that cheese on the bottom?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. I just heard
and
about
it's
this.
So fucking good.
Jeff Tate was telling me this. It's cheese first.
Cheese first. So that's one right there. Detroit style pizza. When we were in Detroit.
And the sauce is on top.
Dude. It was so fucking good that I'm like, shit. I mean, I couldn't stop eating it. And I was going on stage, Tom. I was going on stage, and I had to loosen
full belly.
Full belly, extended. My stomach hurt. I'm drinking wine. And I'm just like,
You're out of your mind.
I was like, I can't help it. That is so
you had to
good.
Open the belt loop some?
What's different styles of pizza, Nadav? Like what? Like because you got Chicago, you got New York,
yeah.
You got Detroit,
Neapolitan, right?
What's that one?
Well, that's like the original pizza, the Italian style.
Okay, right? Eight styles of pizza.
See,
Sicilian, Greek pizza, St. Louis pizza's white. I've had St. Louis pizza. It's really? White. It's like a. It's like tastes like, it like. It's got like white. Type in St. Louis pizza. Type in St. Louis pizza. Yeah, it's like a white. Can someone help me fucking use better words? That's not it. Go up, go up, go up, go up. It's one to the right, one to the right, right to the right. That thing. Yeah, it's like a weird creamy sauce.
Well, look at the actual description. Definition. Yeah, not the image.
Go back to the internet and say.
There you go. Very thin cracker-like crust made without yeast. The
provolone
common
cheese.
Okay, squares. Okay. All right.
It's almost like God, go back to the different pizza styles. But I never knew about Detroit style pizza. And then I'm like, whoa, hold on. Like you know, a Chicago hot dog. I gotta have a Chicago hot dog when I'm in Chicago.
Wait, did you have all this when you were there?
Oh yeah.
How long were you there?
I was in Chicago for a night. I had a Chicago hot dog. I had an Italian dip sandwich from Portillo's, and I had deep dish pizza, and I had a steak.
Oh my god,
dude! I woke up the next morning and I ate a whole thing of creamed spinach by myself at like 7 in the morning, just sitting in the bus, going, "I'm fat."
Wait a minute, though. Can we just put the brakes on this for a moment?
Yeah.
Can we space out a little bit of your crazy eating a little bit?
For what?
Just because I want you to make sure you're healthy and okay.
Yeah. By the way, I'm gaining weight for a movie.
You are?
Yeah, well, I already shot the movie. I just want to watch it and think I look skinny. It's a good joke.
Do you like when you watch the movie, or are you like, oh, I look skinnier there?
Oh, I look so skinny in the movie.
Really?
Oh, I'm like, the things I didn't like about myself, I go, that's not that bad.
Is it, how much weight difference is there between?
I don't know. I didn't have a scale over there, but I'm thinking probably legit, probably 15 pounds.
Okay.
Like I was probably 240, which is fat as fuck. But I'm like, and it's so funny. I watched the movie with, you know, my cousin Andrew the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I look fucking jacked right there. And he started laughing. He goes, you think? I said, no, like I look skinny. He goes, you look wet. I don't know if you look skinny. But yeah, it's.
And you said you look fucking jacked.
I look jacked, dude. My tits look better in the movie. My shoulders are fucking yoked. My arms are working. You know, the day before I got hurt on this movie, I have video of this. I did 50 push-ups in a row.
Did you really?
50 push-ups in a row. And because I was with this dude in the movie, and his character is in shape, and so we'd have weights out there for whenever he had to do his scenes, and I was like, and I would do them, and then I was like, I'm in pretty good shape right now. I bet I could do 50 push-ups. And he's like, there's no way you can do 50 push-ups. And the camera came over my social media team, and I did 50 push-ups. And the first person I said, read it and weep, Tommy, because I like 50 push-ups in a row is tough.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and legit push-ups, not the Mark Wahlberg. Da 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 da. You ever see him and Dr. Oz do them, and they're like.
You went all the way down.
All the way down on a street that was soaking wet.
I mean, you must have blown him away.
He was pretty shocked. I was benching 235, 240 went right before the movie. That's my goal. I wrote that in my goals. I want to get my arm back to doing
benching.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we wrap this up?
I have so much more to talk to you about. I feel like yes, let's wrap.
Don't forget
up.
What we want to talk about. I got to pee and we should.
And yeah, I'm going to go lift weights.
Okay. Thanks for watching. Love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I love you very much.
Love you too.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.